Welcome to the 26th Anachnu Amcha recording for the week of Chukas Ba'alak. The following story has been called in by a very chashid young man from Eretz Yisrael, and Yashar Koyach to Kavashkoch HaPratis for giving us rishus to say it over. There was a Yid in America, his first name was Chaskel, who was a graphic designer. Unfortunately, he was not able to find a company to work for. He did not have a parnasa. As he continued to search high and low, in the meantime, he decided, I would like to get involved in learning. He went to a local Beis Medrash, and he began to learn, and he was really enjoying his learning, and in fact, he even was mishtatef to a certain shir there. And he decided to himself, you know, learning Torah is really very important. I would like to, for now, on be koiveya itim la Torah. Kriya siti means you set aside a specific time to learn Torah every single day, no matter what, no exceptions. And he made up his mind that even after he's going to get a job, the time of the shir, which he goes to on a daily basis, that will be his kfiyas itim, and no matter what, he's not giving it up. A couple days later, he got a call from a goyish company in regards to the resume he had sent in, and the company asked, are you able to come down for an interview at this time? It happened to be the exact time of his kfiyas itim. He explained to the company that he's not available during that time. He apologizes, but he could come afterwards. So they told him, not a problem, just come down afterwards anytime that day. He was so happy. He was able to keep his kfiyas itim l'Torah. Before we continue the story, let's just pause to analyze. This is true godless. Adam kiyam spoil for a person to be kvei itim l'Torah. And during that set amount of time, no matter what, no exceptions, you keep that kfiyas. And as much as a person needs parnasa, that's true. But Torah, a person needs even more than parnasa, and to be able to live that way, Mika Amcha Yisrael, this is Kodesh Kadoshim, what a tremendous Nachas Ruach, this Avad I brought to the Bari Eilonin. Let's now continue the story. He kept his Kriyas Itim that day of the interview, and after the shir was over, he went to his car and began to drive to the appointment. As he was driving, he began to have car trouble. He pulled over to the side of the road. He turned off his engine to examine, and when he discovered that there was some smoke coming, and perhaps it wouldn't be safe to continue, he realized he would need to have help. He took out his cell phone, and he tried to call for help, but the issue was the battery on his cell phone had died. It was not possible for him to make any calls with it anymore. There was no power left in the phone. He was on the side of the road hoping somebody would pull over. An hour and a half went by, and only then there was a Yid that saw him, and the Yid with a fancy car pulled over and asked him, is there any way I can help you? And he said, yes, my car is not working. I can't use it. Is it possible you can bring me to an appointment I have? And he explained that he's going for an interview by a certain Goyish company. And the Yid said, sure, hop right in. And as they were driving, the Yid asked him, tell me, do you by any chance want to apply to my company? I have a company, and right now, we need a graphic designer. Maybe you would like to apply by us? And he told him details about the job. And to make a long story short, it was better pay, better location, and a better working environment, because the environment by him was Yidden, not Goyim. And yes, B'siyata D'shmaya, Chaskel got that job. But a moyrdik and nice. B'derech sha'adam roitze leilech moylichin oisoi. If a person truly wants to shag in Torah, his kfiyas itim l'Torah is really important to a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him siyata d'shmaya to keep the kfiyas. And al yidei zeh, he's going to be zoiche for tremendous bracha and atzlacha everywhere that he turns. Mika amcha Yisrael, how precious Klal Yisrael is. No matter how dark the gullus is, we hold on so tight to our Heilige Torah. Let's keep this inspiration in mind as we steig weiter und weiter. B'cheshek HaTorah.